B-Pod Studios.
The following podcast is PG, may contain sketchy advice, embarrassing anecdotes, and may not be suitable for parents who think they have their shit together.
This is PG with Roxanne Wilder.
Hello, Meredith. How are you doing today?
Oh, my goodness. I'm doing pretty good. I got to sleep a little bit extra yesterday because my mom had just left.
Uh-huh.
And if you're used to having guests in town, you know, even pre-COVID or anything like that, not only is it stressful here or there, but you're constantly taking care of that person. So by the time they leave.
And you feel like you have to entertain, too. Oh. Even if you don't have to entertain, you still have to have a conversation.
100%.
And you don't feel like having a conversation because this is what you're doing right now for work.
Oh, my God. Roxanne, you and I, we're besties. You don't even know it. So once she leaves, I'm exhausted. So the next day, I have to, like, decompress.
Mm-hmm. So today you're decompressing?
Yesterday was a decompress. And today I'm better. I'm more on a normal schedule today. But it was good. We had a good visit. But Anthony and my mom had to talk privately for about an hour away from me and the babies.
You mean they had to because they had to get through some stuff together? Or
yes.
Were they talking about you?
Both. Both. They were definitely talking about both. So let me preface this by getting up to speed on something. Christmas time this past year, maybe I did tell you this.
You did. That Anthony and your mom didn't get along because
right.
she was staying in too long and taking up too much space. When are you leaving? And we
well,
don't
yeah,
you,
yeah, yeah. So he didn't necessarily say that, but he was like, hey, you know, we have a second baby. We have a small house.
Right.
There's baby stuff everywhere. If you wouldn't mind, maybe the next time you come down or the time
How
after
big
that,
is your house? I'm trying to picture.
It's 1,600 square feet.
Okay.
It's 3-bedroom, 2 mm-hmm. bath. So
is it
tight.
Two-story?
No.
Okay.
So it's tight. It's an open floor plan, but it's still like with the baby
That's
stuff
tight.
Everywhere.
Yep.
It's pretty tight.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways,
because baby stuff is huge.
It is. It's and there's a lot of it mm-hmm. and you need a ton of it. And there's changing tables and it's just like it's a mess. You think you clean and organize and it's everything is still everywhere. But he told her, actually he was asking her, he was like, hey, if it would be beneficial if you could maybe stay in a hotel, we'll put you up in a hotel right next to the house or something like that. And she did not take well to that at all.
Mm-hmm,
she
mm-hmm.
was not happy with that. She got super offended. And ever since then, their relationship has been somewhat broken. Well, fast forward to this day, we haven't seen each other like in person basically since then because of the whole COVID situation.
Of course.
So it was a little bit weird at first, but everybody kind of got along. Until maybe 3 hours before she was about to leave, Anthony is in another room playing with the baby. And she looked at me. She's like, so the next time I come down here, I have to stay in a hotel.
So he had pulled her aside and told her that.
He told her that in Christmas this past
okay.
year. We haven't talked about it since then.
But she kind of got the vibe that, all right, this is...
The next time.
Right.
Yes.
Right. This
exactly.
is kind of a packed house. We're making concessions because it's COVID, but...
You're correct. You're
okay.
correct. And so... She didn't corner me about it, but she was trying to pressure me about
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stuck to my guns. I was like, you already know our stance on this, Mom. Mm-hmm. I go, it's not personal. I was like, but, you know, if you could help us out.
Right.
I mean, your life hasn't changed at all.
Right.
You know, your life up there. Our lives have changed immensely.
Of course.
So it's just like we were hoping that maybe you could help us out in this situation. She starts crying. And she's like, I can't believe you would do that to me, to your own mother. And I was just trying to explain to her, like, listen, this is not personal. I swear mm-hmm. to God, I love you. So anyway, I texted Anthony. I was like, you need to get your ass out here. I go, you need to have a private conversation because you both have put me in the middle of this. And you're my husband and I
right.
live with you, so I support you. But then also that's my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, me personally, would I care? She sleeps in the hallway of our house if we have room. Not really. Would it be beneficial and helpful for her to get a hotel? Absolutely.
Right.
But that's my husband, so I definitely still have to back him up.
Right, of course.
So anyway, yeah, they talked to him for about an hour privately in another room.
Mm-hmm.
And she started crying again, and I guess he was just like, well, listen, if that's not an option for you and you really want to sleep in the hallway, he's like, we'll do what we can, you know, to kind of find room for you. So we were on the car ride driving to her to the airport, just me and her privately. She was like, okay, well, we can get an aero bed now. Like, she was so happy that she could actually stay with us. So I don't know. It was just very strange.
You know what? I do have to say that. My in-laws, when they come to town, and my mother-in-law comes a lot, or she hasn't as of late because of what's been going on, but in any case, she always gets a hotel. She's opposite.
Right.
And so I worry, oh, do you hate my house?
Right.
Is there something that you don't like
Does
here?
Does it smell and you're right. just not telling
yes,
me?
Yes, exactly. And so I worry that she doesn't want to stay there for whatever reason. But I think at the end of the day, it does make it nice for us.
Yeah.
So
and comfortable for everybody.
It does. Because
do you offer like, hey, stay
with course,
us?
Of course. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Yeah, well, she knows she's welcome to stay.
That's probably her preference. Mm-hmm. She sees it as a, hey, I get to spend quiet time and fun time with you guys, but then also I get to have a mini vacation by myself too.
Right. And I think there's some excitement too when she comes to see the baby and my daughter's like, yay, Grandma Nanny's here. And she comes in the door and, you know, so every day it's like that versus
excitement.
If someone's just under your roof, then you kind of get used to them. So
yeah.
Maybe there's something there too that's good for the kids, but it ends up working out well, but there is the awkwardness where I'm always like, oh, you hate my house. Oh, you can't, you want to get
and
away from me.
That's not true at all. You have a gorgeous
See, so
place.
That's different because that's my mother-in-law mm-hmm. where this is your mom. Yeah. So moms yeah. want to be
with my daughters.
My moms are here. They're local. So they get, yep.
Right. So my mom's always been like that. And so I totally get that, by the way, but I was put in the middle. Mm-hmm. So what side do you take? You know, on one hand, it is like, you know, that's your husband. You see him every day. You live with him, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. And, you know, he helps take care of the babies and he works and stuff like that. And so I do agree with him. He has very valid points. But on the other hand, that's my mom.
You have to take your...
You got to tread lightly.
You've got to kind of take your husband's side a little bit more because you live with him.
100%.
And it's your daughter that you're raising now.
Thank you. And she got very offended that I even did that. And, you know, I see her maybe 3 times a year, mm-hmm. maybe 4 if I'm mm-hmm. lucky. This year will be 3 maybe. And it's just, it's not that I don't love her.
You know what it is?
She did it so offensively.
When our moms get older and we'll go through the same thing, it's really hard. I don't even want to put that thought in my head where I'm thinking about, when my daughter is my age and I'm coming around her, am I going to be telling her what to do, how to raise her kids? Am I going to be a pain? What am I going to be? But I think our moms are at that age where we need to tell them, we need to make them feel super comfortable and reassure them.
Yeah. I feel like I do I enjoy hosting. I mm-hmm. wish I had a much bigger, glamorous house where I could host a lot more.
I'm sure
more.
It's great. Right.
And, you know, have more
size-wise.
Money. Well, you see these people on TV, I'm like, I could definitely do that. Not as a full-time job, but I wish I had a bigger house mm-hmm. where I could have, you know, guests or host a Thanksgiving in my house. Where our house is so small, we can't do anything like that at the moment. So I'm naturally, if you were to stay over at my house, Roxanne, like everything would be taken care of for you. It would almost be like a hotel stay. So it's not that I don't want her
You like
there.
To host.
I do. And I like to make sure that, you know, even monetarily, like people are taken care of when they're coming down here because they're spending time with me. I want to mm-hmm. make sure like it's not a imposition or anything. And maybe I used the wrong word, but.
Imposition. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Or did you say improvisation?
Yes.
We're improvising new words right now.
Improvising.
No, you haven't slept. It's okay.
But yeah, I want to make sure that everybody's comfortable and has a good time. So I don't know. I don't know what side you take, but I took my husband's side. And then I also made her feel like I had her back. But, you know, this is my situation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think you did the right thing. You have to. I mean, it's hard to balance that relationship and to keep that relationship good in general. I think that was good advice to make them go talk amongst themselves.
Yeah, he was not very happy with that. But once it was done, it was... You know, it was nice.
You feel better.
There mm-hmm. The air was cleared a little bit. She was happy that, you know, she could stay in the house. And he was like, I'm just kind of, we need to get over this.
That's a weird dynamic of son-in-law and the mom.
Yeah.
That's just kind of a weird dynamic. Moms and their sons are so close, which you and I just have girls. But I see it with my girlfriends who've had little boys. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're so close to that little boy.
Yeah.
And then I see it in the adult relationships, too. So the mother coming in and spending time with the son-in-law, that's not a natural relationship.
No, it's not at all.
You have to almost put work into
it. You do have to. That is a garden, and those need to be nourished mm-hmm. and definitely watered for sure. And, you know, some women take things a little bit more offensively. We are more sarcastic people.
Right.
So are you. I'm not going to take anything you say to heart. And if I did, I would probably say something maybe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But with me and my mom, we're not like that. Like if my mom says something.
You let it fester.
I do. And it's just, and here's the reason why. I don't see her. Mm-hmm. I don't want to rock the boat. And I don't want to make I don't get to talk to her or see her rarely ever. So why am I going to start an argument?
Right.
About something that maybe I feel is important, but she would just think is petty.
And in our family, too, I was raised to you don't talk back. You don't ask questions about why you've been told to do something.
Right.
So does a light flip and a switch flip, and all of a sudden you're an adult and you are allowed to say, no, I don't, I disagree with you on that. Like, that's kind of a transition that takes place. And I think it's more pronounced once you have your own kids, because then it's official. Like, look, I'm an adult now. I have my own kids that I have to take care of.
I got my own stuff going on.
But it still is awkward. Do you talk to your mom about it and explain how you feel, or do you just act like you do when you're a kid? And, okay, you believe this. My opinion isn't as important because you're in charge.
Or do you feel like you're going to get listened to at all? Because she's always going to look at you as, you know, mm-hmm. you're, that's my baby, all that. But then also maybe there's the respect factor there where it's like, I'm probably right anyway. Mm-hmm. So I'll listen to you, but I'm really not listening to you.
Right.
So.
Oh, I know. Cause
it's
that
relationship. It's you know, so many books and so many therapists have talked about it. It's that mother-daughter relationship. And sometimes it can be very bumpy, but sometimes it can be flourished and great at the same time.
You know what's funny? My mom and I were talking about this the other day, and I started to tell her, because, you know, I have my mom, my stepmom, my sister, and myself. And so us four women, and then we have the four little girls.
Aww.
And I was telling my mom and my stepmom, I told both of them the other day, this baby is your favorite. This baby is my favorite. This baby is this person's favorite. Right. I picked, like, I didn't say any of my kids were my favorite, but my sister's older daughter is my favorite. I'm really close to her. And so we were going through all the favorites. And my mom was kind of thinking about all that. And she goes, and you know, as you're telling me this, the ones that aren't your favorite are the ones you're more like.
Right.
In other words, I butt heads with mm-hmm. Evelyn Jade. And mm-hmm. my mom's like, you're a lot like she was when she was a kid.
Yeah.
And I think my mom and I mean, we're close. We have things in common. I love her to death. She's an amazing woman. But she and my sister have hobbies in common. They have loves in common. They get each other. They're close in that way.
Different connection.
Yes, different connection, different dynamic. And I think as my mom was telling me that, I was like, maybe you and I have more in common than we realize. And that's why we did butt heads more when I was growing up at mm-hmm. certain times in my life.
I could definitely
teenage years.
See that. And we can see that with our own kids, too. Well,
the kids that irritate us, we have more. You'll see it with your daughters.
Oh,
with your two different daughters,
now.
You can already tell.
Yeah.
This one annoys me, and she may annoy you because you're projecting
similar.
And you're very similar.
Right.
Yes.
Or maybe because she's needy and needs my attention all the time. Or maybe because I'm a needy person, I need attention mm-hmm. all the time. Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. And how everything just fully goes in a circle.
It does.
Smacks you dead in the face.
Yes. Life is very cyclical. And I do have to show you something that is going to make you laugh so hard. I wish we could show it over the radio. Maybe I'm going to attach this.
Okay.
To when we do our post. So this.
Let me see.
I love Doug. He's not listening right now. I love him to death. This is what she looks like when she goes to school.
Oh, this is him dropping her off.
Shout out to dads who drop their kids off, but they don't always brush their hair.
Oh, my God. Why is it that dads cannot do their daughter's hair? I have yelled at Anthony so many times. I'm like, you got to do her hair, put a bow in her hair, brush her hair or something. No, it's bedhead.
Okay.
It's bedhead.
I give him some credit because most of the time, this was her fault today because she would not let him. And then it's like, what do you want to get into a screaming match? Mm-hmm. It's hard enough getting her off the door.
Just go to school, right?
Just get you to school. And she's like, no, Daddy, no. I want my friends. Her hair is getting lighter. And she's like, I want my friends to see my beautiful blonde hair. She feels like they can't see it when it's pulled back. But even when he does pull it back, it looks so messy and crazy. The only way it looks right is if I do it. And I do it the night before. And then I tell him, you know, just kind of brush it back a little
bit.
But that's a dad for you, dropping the baby off looking like a hot mess.
Well, we are on mm-hmm. the same page. This happens to me all the time. So my daughter does have to wear, like, certain different uniforms every single day. So that changed because before she was in regular clothes. And this man did not know how to match her clothes or put together an outfit. And I would look at the pictures they would send me from school, and it was embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was like, you cannot dress her like a boy every single day. Like, these socks, and she's like, nothing matches at all. I'm like, this is a girl. You should dress her just a little bit cute or have her pick something. You know, just have her pick it up.
I have the battle of A, it's Doug. He doesn't know how to do hair. Why would he know how to do hair? And B, it's my daughter who is a absolute, you know, can't think of the word right now because I'm so tired. But whatever it is, she's it. And won't let him do stuff. So.
Will she let you brush her hair?
I have to let her watch Princesses on my phone.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Great
Aubrey,
mom that I am.
We get into
and she cries
matches.
About it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm super soft.
Me too.
I'm so soft and gentle.
And I get it. I'm tender-headed too.
Mm-hmm,
so
me too.
Listen, I'm holding it up and I'm doing mm-hmm. the best I can. But also, you have 10 tangles in your hair.
Yes.
And they're only going to be getting grosser and greasier. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we got to take care of this now.
How long has the expression rat's nest been going around? I mean, what is a rat's nest? Have you ever seen a rat's nest? That's the only way to describe your hair.
And exactly. And do we want our kids walking around with that?
No.
No, but if it was, who would get blamed? The dad or the mom?
The mom.
Of course. Mm-hmm. So that's why I brush your damn hair.
It's our fault. Yep.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.